Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you've got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, May 16th, and we are glad you're here. We get to talk wrestling for the next hour or so. I am coming from a different location than I normally am because I have no internet at my home, so I went somewhere else. But we are keeping this show going because the show never stops. It does. And it will next week because we're going to be doing the show on Thursday of next week instead of Friday because Maggie's getting married next week. She found a person she wants to marry. His name is Pedro Pascal, Pedro Papo, something like that. Is that what his name is? Something. He's an actor, supposedly. That's
Pedro Hardy.
Oh, Pedro Hardy. Oh, yeah, it's a combo of Tom Hardy and Pedro Pascal. Okay, that's what it is. But so we're doing a show next Thursday instead of Friday. So just we'll mention that at the end of the show too. But just want everybody to know that
I'm obviously not getting married. I'm gonna die alone. Okay, so you can calm down.
Why did you tell me you're getting married? Okay, whatever. But anyways, guys, we are so glad you're here. We're gonna talk a lot of wrestling. We're gonna talk about whatever the PLE that was, Backlash. We're going to talk some Raw. We're going to talk Dynamite. And I'm going to talk about Sabu. But as always, I'm going to start this show like I normally do. Maggie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. This past week, on Wednesday, my sister finally was able to upload our video collaboration that we did together. We shot a video of making a terrarium with a Fittonia. Was that a Fittonia? I don't know what that was. It was a ton of fun, exactly like I told you guys last week. You can go ahead and give it a watch right after you watch us, of course. Her YouTube channel is called Hi to Your Dog. That's not what her channel is called. You did not mute your microphone.
Damn it, I thought I did. You didn't
think that? Yes, you did.
Not in time.
Yes, at Daphne Tries Plants, her newest video is our video collaboration. She even was able to do a blooper reel right after. You know, and I put this in quotation, you know, marks. The serious part of the video ended because none of that was seriousness. I'm not even kidding. I had again, I knew that I was gonna have fun, but I had no idea I was gonna have that much fun. You know, she's my sister. I love her. She's a bitch, but I love her. So, like, come on. She knows. She knows. Yeah, so go ahead and give her a follow. Watch the video and watch her other videos. She puts in a lot of work. A lot of work. I hope we do something together soon again, because it was really enjoying I really don't want her to, you know, think this is a, you know, bigger deal than it is, because like I usually have fun. Yes, I do, but this was a lot of fun. I hope, Daffy, that you're not getting in your head too much, because I know you're watching. But yes, this was a you know, a ton of fun. It was.
Do you so you think you'll do another? You think you'll do another one soon? You hope.
Yeah, but like she does live in a different city, and we both need. Yeah, we both need to have time. So she needs to be here, because I'm not going there. Hell no. So she needs to be here, and hell no, I'm not going there. She needs to be here. I need to have spare time. She needs to have spare time. You know, like if it's in the stars, we will do another video sooner or, you know, later.
Well, the main reason I asked, so I had enough time. Do you think your nephew's watching? Because
sacrifice, 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 sacrifice.
That was for you, Maggie.
Sure. It wasn't for my nephew. It was for me.
Well, I had to make sure. It's definitely for your nephew, for you, but
you know, one of the
dedicated.
Yeah, because I know you watched the video. One of the stupidest things I said, it was during the blooper reel. And like, you know, she mentioned that you know, that the lid on the jar matched my my wood parts of my bedroom, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's okay. I'm not that anal when it comes to wood.
Yeah, there was a couple of what did the counter get to before that's what she said. What did the counter get to?
Well, she did contribute too, but like I know, probably four. But like that's a lot of that's what she said jokes in a 40 minute video. Like that's it was right there. I'm so sorry. It was right there.
No, you don't need to be sorry. We do have a super chat from our great friend Ryan Sullivan. He says, "Rob, I love the hat. Thank you, my friend. It's from the 1988 or an 89 classic film, winner of 12 Academy Awards, Major League, starring Charlie Sheen, Tom Berenger, Wesley Snipes, Corbin Burnson, so many others. So, classic film. You're a big baseball fan, so you should see it.
Of course. I've watched the movie. Guys, this is a wrestling show. Thank you. Thank you so much to Ryan. Thank you, sweetie. I know you're going to love the video that I just talked about with my sister. Guys, hi. Thank you so much for joining us. I swear we're serious people, Rob and I. So please leave a like on the video. It is the most free way in which you can support us right now. Please drop the like on the video. Share on you know, social media. Follow Fightful on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and all these, you know, other places. If you would like to subscribe to you know, support us with your wallets, you can send us, you know, super chat is the bottom of the YouTube live chat, the little dollar sign, or you can send a humper chat at humperchats.com. Rob and I always you know, strive for you guys to send Humper Chats, because Fightful does keep a little bit more of the proceeds when it comes to Humper Chats. Last but definitely not least, please subscribe to Fightful Select. A lot of contract news, a lot of scoops in and out of pay-per-views, the Discord channel, and also Sean's Q&As. A lot of lovely stuff on Fightful Select. So we can go ahead and, you know, get into our show. Thank you so much to Ryan. What? Everyone's leaving me. Rob, where did you go? Swear to God, everyone's leaving me. Or he may not have internet connection over to his parents. Also, yes, Ryan, Bulgaria does have multiple cities. Yeah, I am the star. I am the star of Fightful Overbook. So, yes.
I'm back.
So, yeah.
I'm using a hotspot on my phone now because the internet was not working at my location now. So, yay.
That's so sweet. So if you disappear forever, I have no way of ending the show. That's what you're going to say to me, right?
We'll make sure to figure it out.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
We'll make sure to figure it out one way or another. You're welcome.
Yes. So let's go ahead and start, you know, talking about wrestling. Oh, you're frozen. So you're gone again. That's so sweet. Are you here?
I don't know if I'm here anymore. I don't know.
No, we'll find out. You're here. Okay.
Okay. Yay. Anyways, let's try this again. Guys, welcome. No, kidding. we haven't had these kind of problems in a couple of years.
In forever. Okay, so this is going to be a really interesting show. Oh, so you're frozen again. Okay. That's so.
Okay. Stay there frozen for a minute. I'll be back.
Sure, I know you will be back. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, so the positive thing is that we're on minute 11 or 12, and I think I can... Rob, you're still here. Oh, no, he's not here anymore. Okay, so as I was saying, we're at minute 10, 11, almost 12, so I can curse now because, you know, definitely... this occasion definitely, you know, gives cause for a lot of cursing. Oh, Lawrence is here, the bunny. Yes, the bunny is here. Hi, Lawrence, sweetie. I hope you're doing good. Yeah, because Rob, you know, does this thing where he has, you know, crappy internet connection and he leaves me constantly. Yes. Heck, damn it. Yes, I will say heck because I'm allowed to now. And it's been, you know, a long over past 5 minutes. Guys, if you like, I can start, you know, crapping on Backlash myself. Because, you know, Rob's not here and we wanted to talk about Sabu. And he wanted to be the one talking about Sabu, but I can go ahead and start crapping on Backlash. It's not that the show was that bad. It's not that, you know, it was that, okay, you're in a different room.
Yeah, I tried, maybe, I'm hoping that does it, and I plugged into the actual router.
Router?
So, or, I don't know, the rotary girder, something. I plugged into something, so I'm hoping that fixes it.
Well, I definitely see you way better, and your picture is better. Okay, so I didn't get to talk about anything, so we can just... Yeah, he is stealing Kate's gimmick.
Son of a bitch.
Yes.
I think yes. Okay, so far so good now. So I think we're good.
Yes. So we can go ahead and talk about Cebu, because I didn't even touch upon anything about Backlash.
Man. Okay. Sabu. Sabu is a big reason how I got back into wrestling. I was 12 to 13 years old when I started getting back into it. I mean, I watched, I was born in 1982, to age myself right now. But I got out of wrestling probably when I was about 8, 9 years old, and I stopped watching. Didn't really get into it too much anymore after that. I wouldn't say I totally stopped. I mean, I still watch, but I wasn't like I am now, or even close to it, you know. And then one night, and I couldn't even tell you what TV channel it was now, but I'm watching TV, and I see this man just doing all kinds of things I've never seen on TV before. I've never seen in a wrestling match. And I was enamored by it. And at that time, there was no digital stuff. So you couldn't hit info on your cable remote and try to find out what it was. You could go to the TV guide channel, hopefully, and it would say what it was. And it didn't even say there, at that time. I remember this it was yesterday. It just said TBA to be announced. So it didn't even say. And so I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what they didn't have ECW written anywhere on the TV or whatever it was. So anyways, I loved it. So the next day I went to my local video store, just hoping to see if I could find this guy on a cover of a tape, a VHS tape or something. I didn't find anything, but I did see somebody I did like, and his name was Brett the Hitman Hart. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll get this. I like this guy. And I just kind of had the itch to watch wrestling again. So I watched a title. The tape of the title was from Coliseum Home Video, and it was called either Whack'em and Smack'em or Smack'em and Whack'em. That was the title of it. And that would also be another video you could find in a different section
because
of the
video you thought
store.
It was something else. We get
No, I didn't, because I knew it was I knew what it was when I grabbed the tape, and so I watched that. And that on that tape was the first time Bret Hart won the World Heavyweight Title. He beat Ric Flair for it, which I was not expecting when I watched that. And so I pretty much right then and there fell in love with wrestling again. Bret Hart was my guy right then and there. A couple of weeks later, I find out who this wrestler was that I was talking about. His name was Sabu, because I found it in a Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine, and he was ranked really high. I want to say he was maybe ranked number one or number two. I knew that was coming. I'm that's the guy. And at that time, internet was not really around.
Like yours right now.
I didn't have it at that time, actually. I didn't get the internet until 95. So I remember reading, a couple years later, I remember reading in Pro Wrestling Illustrated, because I did subscribe to Pro Wrestling Illustrated, and I read about tape trading. So when I did get the internet, that was one of the first things I looked up, wrestling tape trading. And I found all of these different websites, and I got into it. I got into tape trading, and I got into it pretty hardcore. I got into a lot of it because I was just watching wrestling, and everything was wrestling. And I got into a lot of stuff that I could it got to the point where I can make, I was making money because I was able to make copies of tapes and sell them to fellow, or not fellow Florida State students, but I was able to sell them to college students.
You stole their money.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't steal. I mean, I just gave them, like, I gave them what they paid for instead of drugs. Like some things they were buying. I was selling wrestling tapes. IWA King of the Deathmatch was my number one seller, which featured Cactus Jack and Terry Funk. But I mean, I got into it like big time. And the two tapes I would always make custom tapes of were either Sabu or Bret Hart. And Sabu, I just love the guy. He was just so good. And there's so many matches that I could bring up to mention that you should watch about, like, you should watch for Sabu. I will miss the man, and I regret not taking, like, I regret not watching, like, a lot of his later stuff. You know, I took him for granted towards the end. And I do that with too many wrestlers, I feel like. I feel like, man, I should have watched him more. And I just want to say thank you to Sabu, because I'm not doing this without him. There is no coexisting without Sabu or Bret Hart. Like, so that man played a big part in my life. Born to be Wired, 1997, changed even more for me. It changed everything. Terry Funk versus Sabu in a barbed wire match just absolutely changed everything. And the guy played a big part in my life. And I regret that I never got to tell him that. I did get to meet him, which I am very fortunate of that. I've met him twice. The first time I met him, it did not go too well. But it's a funny story that I don't really want to share. I think I've shared it before on here, but I don't think now it's really a good time to share. But it is funny, and I will say, like, at the end, he did apologize. So it was all good at the end. So, and it was nothing I did wrong, and it was, I mean, it's a funny story, but I know I'm not doing injustice talking about it right now the way I am. But I got to meet him about 20 years after that at a comic convention, and I retold him the story, and he just laughed. And that's the one thing I'll get to say about it, is leaving after missing him, or like after leaving that, the last thing I'll remember is shaking his hand and a laugh. So that is going to be a great memory that I have. And again, Sabu, thank you so much for everything that you have been able to give me. And I wish I would have realized that before you were gone. But the great thing about digital media is you're not truly ever gone. Like, I can still see you anytime. And you're truly never gone, because you're always going to be, like, up here for me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But we will move on.
Yes. So after that lovely speech that you gave us, thank you so much. By the way, let's crap on all over Backlash.
Crap on Backlash.
Yes. So guys, please share your thoughts about Backlash. Either with super chats, or, you know, you can send regular chats also. I personally just need to know your guys' opinion about the show, because I fucking hated it. I'm exaggerating a little, but you guys know how I am. Saturday night pay-per-views are not my thing, because I need to get up earlier on Sunday morning, way earlier, so that I can catch up on the show before I go to work. So what happened was, I got up at fucking 6:30 in the morning just so I can watch a incredibly mediocre show as opposed to sleeping. So, like, and that's why I was pissed off. The show wasn't awful. I'm not going to sit here and pretend it was the worst pay-per-view I've ever seen. I'm not going to do that. But I just, you know, and sometimes I keep thinking it's my fault. Well, why did you get up so early? No, you should have known that it was going to be a bad show. I understand. But I really, 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 really needed to make sure that Gunther beat Pat McAfee. That's why I wanted to see the show. What were your overall thoughts? And then we're going to, you know, talk about the big things. But, like, your overall thoughts on the show?
I mean, I think our predictions pretty much spot on? I mean, for the most part, or...
Because I thought that Becky was winning the title.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Okay. But I know I liked it a little bit more than you did. But I didn't think it was bad. But I mean it was just kind of like bleh, like, you know, you didn't miss much, basically the way I would say it. That's how I felt about it. Like, I think I was ready to have my, like, if I was at this show, I would have had the, if Gunther loses, we riot sign. That would have been my sign. Because I was going into it the same way. I'm like, he cannot lose this match. He cannot lose this match. Do not let him lose this match. I know the one thing I thought was going to happen was this was how they were going to write McAfee off. That does not look like the case.
Who was on Raw?
Yeah. So I was wrong there. That I know. But what else to do? I'm wrong. The one thing that I thought, and it's looking more and more obvious more than now as time keeps going, this John Cena heel turn is just not working for me anymore. It's not. Like, at first I was excited, and then after, like, pretty much after me, it's just been...
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about the match. Share your thoughts on the match.
The match...
Stunk? Yeah.
It's a John Cena match. I'm not expecting, like, Bill Ospreay, Kenny Omega type shit, but, you know, like,
careful.
You know, like, but I knew we weren't going to get a John Cena and Randy Orton 2008, 2009-ish match.
Still
like,
bad. You know, back,
yeah, like, I knew we weren't getting that, but could it have been better? Yes. Could it have been worse? Yeah, I would say it was in the middle of that. The one thing that I took away from this more than anything is I think it was the beginning of a potential John Cena face turn, because at the end of the show, he kind of just stopped and he kind of looked like a deer in the headlights, and kind of, that's the way I took it. I think he was just kind of wondering, like, what am I doing type thing. That's the way I took it. That's the way I interpreted it. But what did you think?
Well, okay, so ref bumps. That is one of the laziest booking when it comes to a heel, you know, tactics in matches. Ref bumps are the equivalent of you people promos when it comes to a match.
All you people.
Yeah, so it's just lazy, man. Just think of something else. And at least make the bumps way more believable. Because it's like... And it's going to be the same with the Becky Lyra match that we're going to talk about later. But, like, yeah, we did get ref bumps. Cena hitting, you know, the ref accidentally with the title. And then R-Truth came out. He tried to save his hero, John Cena, and Randy just gave him an RKO. Then Cena gave Randy the low blow, an AA, and then all of a sudden the ref is okay. And then he counted to three. It's like if I was on this show last week saying that I'm sure that I'm not gonna enjoy the match because I'm even gonna hate it more than all of the other matches that they've had up until this one, and it ended up being the truth. This match was not for me, but yeah, if this John Cena heel turn is just gonna be pile upon pile of ref bumps and low blows and everything, that I'm just not interested, man. This is just, I'm not a fan of booking a heel this way. I mean, someone can be a badass and a better wrestler and be a heel. You just need to book him better. You just need to, you know, give him a personality, give him a fucking reason for turning heel, because we still don't know that. I mean, yeah, he did make a point out of, oh, I raised your children and everything and everything. Yeah. But why did he align with The Rock, man? And this is why you say that his heel turn isn't working for you.
Whoops, hold on.
And this is exactly the reason why the heel turn isn't working for me either. Because I still don't have an explanation. And this isn't David Lynch, man. Like, you're not even getting us clues. This isn't, like, we're telling you, but you're not thinking. No, you are legitimately not telling us. And the only way of knowing is for us to make up stuff in our own heads. Yes, your dog is definitely not a John Cena fan. And I like your dog even more now. So let's talk about Pat versus Gunther. So they kind of sold me a ticket and I got a nosebleed for about 2 seconds. Because Gunther started taunting Michael Cole on commentary. And at that point, Michael Cole started cheer for Pat ringside. And then Gunther got him into the ring. He almost gave him a powerbomb, but Pat kicked him in the head. And then Michael Cole held Gunther's feet while Pat McAfee was pinning him. And I'm like, what? Are they seriously? And then Gunther kicked out. And I'm like, okay, fucking kill Michael Cole now and become Bailey's best friend. Okay? Kill him and become best friends with Bailey. That's legitimately what can happen from that. Gunther did end up getting the win. We did get a show of appreciation between Gunther and Pat. But listen, they gave Pat a lot in this match, and I wasn't expecting that. That's the easiest way I can say that. I wasn't expecting that. The match was better than I supposed it was gonna be. Green sweetie, we kind of loved you for that. She said John Cena's heel turn doesn't have a leg to stand on, sort of like me. Jesus Christ. Thank you for that. So, Rob, tell me what you thought about this match.
Pretty much how my dog thought about John Cena. That's how I was going into it. Feeling, because I was the same way. Because, like I said, I can't deal with that. I can't deal with a Pat McAfee beating Pat McAfee beating Gunther. I just couldn't because I was just like, what the hell are we doing here? That was how I felt going into it. The fact that it ended the way it did, I'm okay with it. I like it. I was like you when Michael Cole had the feat, I was extremely nervous about it. Extremely. I'm like, son of a, like, and then what's the she got a haircut.
Hello.
Big yawn. Okay, there we go. Probably get better, more clicks and views if we just keep her on here, right? Anyways.
I'm sure.
Anyways. Sorry, the dog. Anyways. Where the hell was I at? I'm sorry. Either way. The right guy won. That's what matters.
You said that you almost got sold a ticket when yourself, yeah, like when Adam with Michael Cole, yeah, was, you know, holding Gunther's, yeah, legs and everything.
Correct. Yeah. Dog's growling now. So I'll let you continue to talk.
Yes, thank you. So Dominic versus Penta was what it was. You know, I don't think that any of us were expecting Dominic to get dominant and persuasive wins, because like that's you know, his entire personality. But then Becky versus Lyra. So this for me was match of the night. By the way, Doc sent a super chat that says more dogs, please. Yes. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you for the support. And yes, Rob will be showing his precious doggy. She looks kind of big, by the way. Also, did she do something recently? Because it looks like she looks like she's done something.
Yeah, she got a haircut.
No, did she do something? Because she looks guilty.
No, she's fine.
She's good. Okay, that's fair. Yeah, so Becky versus Lyra. Becky went for was it a chair? Yeah, so she went to get a chair, but like the ref took it away, and while the ref was taking care of the chair, Becky took off the turnbuckle. And then the ref couldn't count for Lyra because she was too busy putting back on, you know, the turnbuckle. This kind of makes me mad, man. Like, how long have you been a ref for? And this was Lady Ref. She's good. She knows her, like, she knows what she's doing. What, like, what are you doing this? And
was that Jessica Carr or Daphne?
Yes. Yes, Jessica. Okay. I feel like it was Jessica. So it was, again, match of the night. Becky gouged her Lyra's eyes, but Lyra could still pin Becky, and then Becky snapped. On Raw, she mentioned Maddie was something good. So she said that Lyra has never mattered more, and because Becky beat her after the match, that it meant that Becky didn't get beaten. She said that she was manipulated by the people. They stood behind her, but then she won, and they didn't know what that was, because they're losers, you know. Your people promos,
yeah.
you know. And yeah, again, match of the night for me. This was probably solely the reason why I got up to watch Backlash anyway. That and Gunther versus Pat, but for the terribly, terribly wrong reasons. Did you like the match as much as I did? They were holding back, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was good. I thought it was solid. Yeah, it was It was good. Nothing really stood out like for me. I don't really know. My match of the night was the Intercontinental match. That was what I was looking forward to the most, I think, going into the show. But I mean, it was a good match with Becky and Lyra, and that's what I was expecting. Because I know Lyra can wrestle, and we already know Becky can wrestle, so I knew going into it we were going to get a good match. So I think I just kind of put that on the. I think that one was just more kind of like a put that on the back burner. I know it because I already knew it was going to be a good match. I was more like anxious to see what this Intercontinental title match was going to be because you had La Knight, yeah, LA Knight, and you had Penta and Dominic, obviously, and was it Finn
Drew
or Drew? Thanks,
McIntyre.
Drew. Sorry, yeah,
Yes,
Drew.
Drew McIntyre and Jacob Fatu defending.
Thank you. So I
Awesome
just like
match,
it.
by the way.
Yeah, so that was what I was going into thinking, and I knew that was going to be a good one. So that's how I
Yeah,
felt.
and so Jeff Cobb is finally a part of of the roster. They showed him, like, Solo showed up and they all beat up LA Knight. Jacob Fatu was really torn, and like, he was really surprised. He picked up the win right after that. But Jeff Cobb is finally a part of WWE, and I suppose he's going to be on SmackDown because he wasn't on Raw. So, yeah, we're going to find out tonight what that looks like. But they're pairing him with, the Bloodline.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting, though.
I'm going to have to get used to watching Jeff Cobb on WWE television. That's so weird, man. It is the weirdest thing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was for the US title, not the Intercontinental title. God, I knew there was like something I was missing off. Like I was off somewhere.
I thought that we were talking about the US
Yeah,
title.
I was.
The IC title was just Dominic versus
Yeah,
Penta.
that's why I was confused. I got like 300 things going on right now with like the dogs and that. So, yeah, the thank you, Bryn. So yeah, that match going into it, I was like, why are it? I was thinking, why are Raw and SmackDown people on there? That doesn't make sense. So I was trying to think. I don't know what the hell I'm doing here, as you can tell. But that was the match I was looking forward to the most because I was going to get to see Jacob Fatu. And it just LA Knight and Drew. It was just, and it just made more sense, like going to that. Thank you, Bren, for picking
So
that.
this just goes to show you what happens on the show when Brian isn't here.
For sure.
Yes. And by that, so we haven't talked about this, but I think we, oh my God, look at this cute little thingy. So precious. Hi.
It's ratings draw.
Yes, ratings drop. So,
Get those demos up.
Or down, like so. Julia and Roxy, we need to talk about this.
Do we have to?
We have to,
Okay.
because I love Julia and I love Roxy, and whatever the fuck is happening should not be happening. So I don't know what your opinion is about this, but I haven't been a fan of almost anything that Roxanne Perez has been a part of when it comes to the main roster. She was a part of the Royal Rumble. Did she or did she not break the record when it comes to women's Royal Rumble time? In the ring.
I believe she did break it.
Okay. Okay. So then she was a part of the Elimination Chamber, and she did awesome in that too. And I think everything just basically disappears after that. In order for her to qualify for the Elimination Chamber, she beat Roxanne Perez. Raquel Rodriguez, right? I feel like this is what happened. So everything else that's happened with Roxanne on the main roster and on NXT, as a matter of fact, has been abysmal. So she's lost a lot. The way she got called up, you know, on the main roster, which a lot of people call this a soft call up. But it just sounds kind of dirty to me, but that's probably just me. And it's like, is she on the main roster or is she not on the main roster? She clearly had to face Bayley on WrestleMania. I don't know what happened there. I know that these were the plans. I'm almost sure that these were the plans. But something happened and it didn't come to fruition.
Yeah, and you know, Sean had on Monday, on the Monday night post show, on the Raw post show, he talked about this for a good few minutes, and I actually clipped it for our YouTube shorts and our clips channel. He talked about it for a good 3 minutes and talked about how they need to get her some wins. Like, what are they doing here? Because exactly. they're not making a win. Like, she needs some victories. It doesn't make sense. You bring her up and she, like, he made a good point. Like, she is losing to a couple of like big names. She's losing to Rhea Ripley. She's losing to
the two recent women's champions. That's to whom she's losing to. But that's not what I mean. Like, just build her up. I know she was the star of Ring of Honor back in the day. She was the star of NXT. She built that women's division around her. I know. But this is nothing compared to what they're presenting on the main roster. I'm not even going to touch upon Julia because she was the one to get pinned. And like, I kind of feel like they ruined Julia when they signed her up to WWE. I really think that they're not doing her justice. Because she was for a really small duration in NXT. Then she got injured and they didn't know how much time it would take for her to get better. And then they put the title on Stephanie. But like all of a sudden she was fine. And then she got softly. Just the weirdest thing, man. I'm not a fan of this. I'm not. And I automatically, I feel like they ruined their image. Are you just slapping yourself or?
Mm-mm. I'm not slapping anything.
It sounds like you're slapping yourself.
No, the dog's making noise over here, but no.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I didn't slap her or anything.
Yeah, okay.
No, I don't. No, okay. Nothing.
Okay.
No.
Fine.
She's licking herself now, but I don't think people want to see
okay,
that.
Okay, fine. No. So are you okay with anything that they're, you know?
No, I don't like the direction they're going. No, I think the direction's been dumb with how they're going. I don't like any of the new talent taking losses if they're going to be if they're going to be getting like pushes, you know, like that's the one thing about Roxanne is when she was coming out, like when she came up, I thought she would be getting a nice little push, you know. And the same goes with like Julia, her losing's like just baffles me too. I don't get it. Like I really don't. There are other people they can use for this stuff, but I do like the fact that they are getting TV time, I guess. I guess that's the only Absolutely. Positive about it. But I don't know. It's one of those like things where that's damned the if thing they do, they're damned if they don't.
Exactly. But like they're getting TV time and yeah, oh yeah, okay, they're getting TV time, but like what the people are watching is them losing all the time. Like mm-hmm. And yeah. Roxanne is probably one of my favorite women's wrestlers right now. She's right up there. And of course, I'm going to get mad with my favorites aren't given justice.
You know, the thing about Roxanne is she doesn't have to put on the red light. It's a song from The Police. The band with when Sting was Sting
give me the tickets
when Sting was singing instead of wrestling.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Back in the day. Back in my day. Yeah. Yes.
I wink. So Maggie, there's a couple of things before we move on to the Cooper effect I wanted to bring up. Yes. Today marks, it's been 3 years ago today that Naomi and Sasha Banks walked out of the WWE. Does not feel that long ago, does it?
3 years.
3 years.
Oh my God, it's really been 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay.
So, the Seth Rollins, he has a cameo in the it's a new show that just released on Netflix called Bet. It's just a short cameo. And I did clip the cameos because why not, right?
Please.
And, yeah. So, I'm going to show the first one here.
I'm Seth freaking Rollins. Burn it down, bitch.
I love it. And then this one.
Watch, man.
And this one came out of like nowhere for me. So here you go.
I'm the fucking beaver.
What was that?
I don't know. Like, that's just like that was the only scene like that I saw. So, like, I don't know. But it was like. Yeah. Oh, this was another one that happened today. Thank you, Clown, for posting this. 8 years ago today, the WWE guy, that was his Twitter handle. I think he's still around, but he's the one that tweeted Noah. He asked if any other promotion could sell out a 10,000-seat arena. And Dave basically said no. And then Cody replied, hold my beer. So in a way, I look at this as kind of somewhat the sperm of AEW. So there you go. Hey, you had to be born somehow. There you go.
Okay, so what's the egg of AEW? Is it All In? The first All In? Guess, is yeah, the first All In? Yeah,
it's the egg. And
okay. That is the weirdest analogy you've ever had.
Yeah, I think so too.
And that's saying a lot. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah, All In the egg. So, and that's probably right because it has to go all in the egg. No, huh? Have you met me? It has to be sperm.
I mean, for once, it's not me, guys. So.
Well, I was going to say something else, but I like Okay.
Okay, let's just do the Cooper effect now, please.
Yeah. Brent said the best. Come for the wrestling, stay for the sex education from Rob. Yeah. Things you do not want me to teach your kids. Because the pull-out method works. Don't worry about the other stuff. Anyways, here we go. Maybe.
Before we get him, the pull-out method does not work.
I know it doesn't. That's
please, please use the condom. Do not listen to Rob ever again. Ever again. Use a condom.
Shit.
The safest way is just not have sex, but like this.
I popped myself there. I actually had a tear there. Oh, damn. Whew, okay.
Yourself together.
Yeah. What the hell were we doing again? Oh, the Cooper effect. Okay. Okay. I've been all over the place today. Let's... Maggie.
I don't know if I want to listen to you right
now. Well... I don't blame you there either, but I think you'll like this. I think I'll be able to turn this around. That will make everything better. So let me find the article that I just had up. There it is. There was a dog that saved the life of another dog in the same household, and what happened was this dog saved the life of a French bulldog that had epilepsy. And what was going on, the French bulldog was having started seizing at the home, and no human was around to help, and the unlikely hero was her boxer Reggie, who was only 16 months old. Immediately jumped into action and started doing what it could to help with the seizure. And so the dog just, I mean, it just did everything it could. Like, it was like pushing it around, pulling, knocking it. It just basically kept messing with it, like just push on it and lick its face, and it would use paws to move it, and basically by doing that it helped the dog come to. So basically, if it wasn't for Reggie, the French bulldog, which is named Yogi, would not be here today. So Reggie saved the French bulldog that was seizing. So pretty cool.
Yet again, dogs are lovelier
than
people. Way more lovelier than people. You know, we constantly talk about, people loving animals and animals loving people. It's so good when we talk about animals loving other animals.
Especially Nine Inch Nails. Never mind.
What was happening in your head?
Do we know? Do we want to know?
I have questions when it comes to stuff like that. Yes.
Yeah, so do most psychologists and...
Yes, I understand. Hey, at least your Wi-Fi is good. And
yeah, got that going for us right now.
Yes. So that means that we get to talk anarchy in the arena.
Yes. Hell yeah, we do. And that, what an AEW Dynamite we had this past week, Maggie.
I was so wet, Rob. I adored this week's Dynamite. I'm sorry, I rarely enjoy a Dynamite so much lately. Before people call me the AEW shield or something, I rarely get to enjoy, you know, Dynamites that much. But this week's Dynamite was a thing of beauty. It started off great, and it ended, oh my God, it ended. And like, so we started off with Will Ospreay teaming with Hangman to take on Takeshita and Josh Alexander. And this is the place where I thank our friend Soupy. Because while my sister and I were making the video and we talked about the fact that, you know, people liking plants and wrestling do not exist. And I totally forgot about the hanger. And I blame Blue Sky for this because I do not use Blue Sky. I mean, I have Blue Sky and, like, I, you know, talk to people on Blue Sky. Extremely rare. Extremely rare. And that's why I have no idea what Hangman's doing on Blue Sky. And then I remembered that he was doing the leaf thing, our leaves, plants, or whatever. And then I remember, yes, Hangman is in the middle. Okay, I'm not saying that. Yeah, so Will Ospreay and Hangman versus Takeshita and Josh Alexander. The match ended with a buckshot hidden blade. And I just shoved all my clothes into the laundry basket because that was so good. I cannot wait for Double or Nothing. This match is going to hump. My brain's out. And just so good. I adore Will Ospreay right now. And to be perfectly honest, I don't know who's going to win this match. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. What did you think of the match?
It was so good that I kind of want them to keep teaming. I thought it was just awesome. I enjoyed this whole show. Like, it was just good. But that move was just damn, you know, like damn, like that's how I felt.
By the way, Bryn said Maggie only talks to me on Blue Sky when I post foot pics. Sweetie, you are probably the only reason why I still go on Blue Sky, because I want to see what you ate. You're basically one of the reasons why I still use Blue Sky. I'm not even kidding. I am not talking to anyone on Blue Sky other than you. Not even kidding. Seriously.
But no, like, I mean, I liked it.
So the other thing that I wanted to talk about is the big three thumbs up that MJF got from the Hurt Syndicate. And then they said that they're going to have a contract signing next week. And then backstage, MJF said that he was bringing his lawyer. And MVP was like, oh, well, what do you mean lawyer? Come on, you know what that means. They, you know, show the contract, and Mark says, oh, please, boss, do not sign this. And like MJF keeps shoving Mark Sterling away, and he's like, oh, look at this dude. And then he signs it, and what he ends up signing is his death sentence. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
Next week on Dynamite.
Yep, I do too. Because I'm just, like, that's the thing about like MJF. You're always waiting for that that second ball to drop, you know, like it's just, you're just ready for it. Something's always, there's always something with him, you know? So that's what I was, that was what I took away from it. And, yeah, I'm curious to see what way they go, because I'm also there's still a part of me that thinks that even when he goes to sign the paper or whatever, that Bobby Lashley will change his mind. I don't know. Like, it's just this is entertaining, at least.
It's incredibly entertaining. It's probably MJF signing something without reading the fine print.
Yeah. So I would agree with that.
Yeah, so we're going to see what happens next week. The women's four-way match was so good. I love Sky Blue finally returning to her home state. I was surprised to see Mina pinning Tony, and we are going to see this match at Double or Nothing. Do you think Mariah May is out of the company? Or do you think that we'll get to see her at least one more time? They didn't even mention Mina here. They did mention the fact that they were in a kind of a love triangle, Toni Storm and Mina, but they didn't mention Mariah May whatsoever.
Yeah, I honestly, that's the thing. They didn't mention her because I assume they're trying to either still negotiate or she's gone.
Yeah.
One of the two. It's hard to say because I think Mariah may be done.
I think she is. I think she is.
But the other thing too is it would not shock me at all if they got her back, though. You know what I mean? It wouldn't. I mean, they did re-sign Willow Nightingale, so they do have somebody at least staying. Fightful Select reported that she did re-sign, so that's good. So she'll be around. So
she deserves that big fat check.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. All wrestlers, get that money. If you're a good person, get that money. So, yeah, I think, man, it's hard to say because I could totally see her coming out like still like at Double or Nothing, you know, like I'm back, you know, I could see that, but I do think she's gone. That's me. But I like for people that want her, to stay, I hope they get their wish. And the people that want her to go to WWE, I hope they get, like, it's one of those things. We say it every show, whatever's best for them, whatever's best for the wrestler is what we want.
Absolutely, because like we have no way of knowing what Mariah May wants. We don't know what motivations are.
Yeah, we have a super chat from our friend Eric Freets. He says, "Hi Rob, hi Maggie, hi Doggo, Maggie. Hi. How are the plants? Thoughts on the new sleep token? Rob." T-Wolves going all the way this year. Favorite Sabu matches. Man, I could go all the way. I could keep talking about Sabu matches. There's so many that just come to mind. I'll give you like a few. Is the night the line was crossed, ECW. Shane Douglas versus Terry Funk versus Sabu is a classic in my opinion. Believe it or not, his match against John Cena at WWE Vengeance was pretty good. 2005 or 2006, I want to say. What's another one here? November to Remember 98. My years are always off, so I'm always a year off or two, but 97, I want to say. Sabu versus the Sandman. And Born to Be Wired's probably my all-time favorite. That's versus Terry Funk. But the John Cena match is actually really solid. I know that kind of baffles people, but it's
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's the best WWE match, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, Sweetie, then,
The other thing I was going to say, check out a lot of his tag team matches with RVD.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Two. Yeah. Yeah.
And as far as the T-Wolves, sorry, I keep cutting you off. As far as the T-Wolves, I hope so. I hope so. They got either the Nuggets or the Thunder starting on Tuesday. We'll see. They beat the Nuggets last year, but it's a different year. And either way, they're traveling. So for games 1 and 2, and then we get 3 and 4 back at Target Center. So I'm hoping we can do it. I believe in my Timberwolves. And either way, go Wolves. Maggie, I'll shut up now. There you go.
You're fine, sweetie. I appreciate you. Sweetie, Eric, the plants, it's only been a week, so let's give it time for it to die first, okay? I'm not even kidding. I keep killing plants that are easy to look after, and then all of a sudden my orchid cannot stop blooming. And then, guys, if you watch the video, you'll see my orchid only has one blossom. It's because it keeps blossoming apart from the last one, and then it falls off in 2 months. And then what it does is the final blossom blossoms, and then it's all by itself. This is the weirdest thing. It's been that way always since I've had this orchid. The last blossom always stands by itself. That is the lone wolf when it comes to, you know, orchids. So give it time. The new sleep token. I love the new album. I think I've listened to it about 25 times now. I cannot stop listening to it. And the thing is, all of the songs have something for me to think in my teeth into. I know a lot of people don't like the new album, and I totally understand why, because there is no certain banger in the album. You know, they're all of the songs are really, really emotional. And I sense different emotions in different, you know, situations that I've been in my past every time I hear a certain song. And I feel like that's the important thing. So the thing I love about Sleep Token is the fact that years ago, I said that I wasn't going to listen to new music if it doesn't make me cry. So what I mean is, every time I hear a new song by Sleep Token, I just, you know, I get the chills or, you know, tears in my eyes. And this is how I started listening to Immanence this past year. And I've been listening to Immanence a lot. And the new Sleep Token album actually made me stop listening to Immanence. So that's saying a lot. So guys, listen to the new, the last album by Sleep Token. It's really, really good when it comes to, you know, this sort of music. I know you guys see that I'm wearing a corn t-shirt, and I just realized that I forgot to put on a bra. So, and I'll just stop waving my arms around now. So the Anarchy in the Arena. Guys, we're getting Anarchy in the Arena next week, but do you know why? Because fucking Gabe Kidd showed up and fucking AEW. Yes. Get in
Hercules.
There.
Hercules.
Get in there. Fucking one stained loser. Gabe Kidd taught me that. I'm so excited. I am so fucking excited to see Gabe Kidd in AEW. Yes. Yes. And he's about doing anything just to get his hands on Kenny Omega. That's what's happening. So yep. Good.
So based on what it looks like right now, Gabe Kidd, Young Bucks, Moxley, is it 4-on-4 or is it 5-on-5? Do they do 4-on-4?
They can do 5-on-5.
I mean, either way they do it. Based on what I saw, I think, who knows what way they go. I mean, they could do both if they wanted to, or either one, rather. But right now, I think it's I think it's Young Bucks, Moxley, and Kid versus Joe, Swerve, Hobbs, and who was the other person that was out there with them? There was somebody else out there. Thank you. You just said it, and I forgot who it was. I was thinking of Kenny. I was like, who the hell was it? I was just thinking of Kenny. So.
Well,
that's the way they go.
I think that Okada is going to be in there with Speedball Mike Bailey.
Yeah.
Also.
Oh, you think Speedball will be in there? I was thinking that they were going to do a singles match, actually.
Well, they can do a singles match. Yeah, of course. But because they did fight to the back when they lowered the cage and everything. If Marina and Willow are going to be in the Anarchy in the Arena match, it's going to be a first, and I'm looking forward to that. And so, do you have any predictions when it comes to Eddie Kingston getting back and just killing Gabe Kidd? Because Gabe Kidd is actually the one responsible for getting Kingston being injured for a year.
And I think that's why the Eddie Kingston stuff's come up lately, because you put him with Moxley and that just pisses Kingston off even more. You get him out there, and he could be the one that everybody has been clamoring to end the Death Riders, finally. Yeah. And personally, I know me and you would prefer him to be the one to do it over Darby Allin. Yes. So that's, I hope so. I sure as hell hope so. That's what I know.
I know it's Anarchy in the Arena. He may not do ring stuff. He can just show up and light someone on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all that's needed.
Just show up, drop the earth on top of someone's head, and just leave. You don't need to shave your beard even. Just show up with a...
Man, when that man returns, holy hell! I would love to be in whatever goading that would be, I'm ready for that guy to return. I miss him.
I know, I miss him too so much. All of the time when I'm watching NXT, and I'm looking at Ricky Saints and Brian Pillman Jr. and Ethan Page, and I keep hearing Tony Fumbled, those chants when it comes to, I understand, the people pay their ticket. I know that they can do whatever, but you cannot look me in the eye and say that you're chanting this and then not thinking the same, but the other way around when it comes to Swerve Strickland.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Because Swerve Strickland is a fucking star in AEW. You saw that the moment he walked out and Matt Jackson just starts, pressing the button to get the cage up so they can escape.
Mm-hmm.
He brings so much intensity into any storyline that he's a part of. And his feud with Hangman, I feel like, is one of my favorite things in recent history when it comes to AEW that does not include the Elite. And I think sooner rather than later, I'm going to treat myself to watching the cage match between him and Hangman again, because I was so out of it when I was watching it. I cannot wait for the Anarchy in the Arena match. What song, what theme music for the wrestlers do you think that they're going to play throughout the entire match?
Oh, God. Like I have they no did idea.
Before.
I don't know what they would go with. I really don't have any idea.
Okay. One of my favorite moments is Matt Jackson going on, taking a microphone and telling the back to stop playing Bryan Danielson's theme because they're costing them a lot of money.
Corey Michaels says it should be 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton. Should be the Anarchy. Jesus. So yeah, what a fantastic song. By the way. Yeah, it's a good song. But a fantastic Dynamite.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah. So Dynamite's been on fire. But tonight on SmackDown, they've announced two matches so far. Triple Money in the Bank qualifying matches begin. So you have one match being the Money in the Bank qualifying of Mercedes. Chelsea Green versus Alexa Bliss versus Misha.
Versus who?
I was going to say, God. Mia Yim.
Mia Yim? Okay.
Yeah. What's her name now?
Mitchin.
Thank you. I was like, Misha. I don't. God, I hate it when they change names because she's always going to be Mia Yim to me.
Just say Mia Yim. Everyone knows what you're talking about.
I know I should have, but damn it. And the other one is, I had it right here. Where'd it go? It is Solo Sikoa, Rey Fénix, and Jimmy Uso. So, for Money in the Bank qualifiers taking place tonight on SmackDown. So we'll see if anything else goes on for this 3-hour show. But yes, Bryn, I agree. Chelsea Green should win the Money in the Bank this year. Otherwise, why did they take the U.S. title off of her? Damn it.
Actually, I thought I think Roxanne Perez should win the Money in the Bank briefcase because I understand. Chelsea should be president, okay? That's why they took the U.S. titles off of her, because she's going to dethrone Trump.
Dethrone who?
Trump.
Okay, gotcha. I was like, just make sure. I was wondering, just make sure that's what you're saying.
Like I said, she should be president.
I would take that. Guys, going to promote a upcoming independent show that's in conjunction with Ring of Honor and AEW. I want to thank Bryn for helping set this up. It's the Dean 2 coming up at on Saturday, May 24th, the night before Double or Nothing. It's going to be outside the Desert Diamond Arena, free admission on Saturday, May 24th. It is, like I said, in conjunction with Ring of Honor. They have some good matches going on. Matt Mako versus Lee Moriarty for the Ring of Honor Pure title. Josh Woods versus Tom Lawler. Manders versus
Josh
Rhino.
Josh Woods, man. Just have Josh Woods on your television. Give him all the titles. He's a fantastic wrestler. What are we doing with Josh Woods? Josh Alexander, yeah. Too, but like Josh Woods.
And there's going to be other people that are going to be announced, but there's going to be a 10-man match with Dr. Cerebo, Gringo Loco, who I've seen multiple times. He's awesome. Beast Mortos and Hologram are going to be part of it too. So yes. Big show next week, the night before AEW Dynamite, or sorry, AEW Double or Nothing. And yeah, so make sure you check that out if you can, if you're going to be in the Phoenix area for Double or Nothing. I should have asked before I brought this up. I don't know. I know they're going to film it, but I don't know if it's going to be like on independent wrestling TV or if it's going to be like available for viewing. Maybe Bryn knows that. I don't know. Yeah, thank you. That too. That was going to be my next thing. I had a new interview that got released today with Tom Talks Rubbish. Tom interviewed me a few months. Yeah, he interviewed me. I talk about how I got involved with Fightful, what it's like working with Sean Ross Sapp, general wrestling questions, and all kinds of stuff. What it's like working with Maggie, which is the best. And even after today's episode, like, she's still probably going to stick around, I think. But again, like, I'll say we will be back here next. We'll be here next Thursday instead of Friday. So Thursday.
Mark your calendars, the 22nd.
Yes, May 22nd. So be here or be square. We just hope you're same time. We just hope you're there.
Same time.
Oh, okay. So here, Brent says, last I heard, the Dean Show will be posted on Ring of Honor's YouTube channel the next day. Sweet. So you will be able to watch it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and just start it. Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram and Threads at Fightful Rob. Maggie?
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter or Twix or whatever at Maggie underscore IK, on Instagram at Maggie.IK, and on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK. Also, please, of course, subscribe to my sister's YouTube channel, Daphne Tries Plants.
I almost missed this. Doc says, Maggie, it's been over 3 years since the Wardlow shout out. Time flies fast. Man.
Well, then I miss my war daddy.
It's been about 3 years since we've seen him, too. Jesus.
It's been 3,000 years, Rob. I miss Wardlow.
Yeah.
Wardlow,
we miss you.
Thank you, maybe, Chris.
Maybe I should reach out to Rob Lowe to see if he can be here next week for us.
You're just breaking my heart, Rob. That's what you're doing. You're breaking my heart. Hey, also, thank you.
A lot
you.
Of women say I'm a heartbreaker. They don't, but I'm everyone going with it. It makes me feel better.
Thank you, dog. And this is today's day one of the loveliest things ever.
You're welcome. Oh, you're talking about Chris. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I'm having a hell of a day. We already know that, though.
Really,
guys, really, yeah. I want to say thank you very much. Until we see you again next Thursday.
Thursday.
And we will tweet it out a few hundred times, probably. But yeah, we hope to see you all here Thursday, but we know sometimes schedules change. But again, we hope to see you guys again. We'll see you next week. Peace out, homies.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. TNCs apply.